This is a CKTZ News Update. Mike Gladish is the coordinator of the Quadra Island Seniors Emergency Preparedness Program. He says though it's early spring, it's not too early for seniors and the general public to take measures to lower the risk of forest fires affecting homes.
We know that there will be hot weather later on, and we know that it does increase the risk of forest fires. And one of the big risks with forest fires is the embers that fly from it. It's not so much that a forest fire is going to engulf your home, but it might be burning a half a kilometer away and a spark or a big ember will fly and land on your roof. So I'm trying to remind seniors, everybody, but really seniors and mostly vulnerable seniors, that there are steps that they can take right now to reduce that chance of fire later on. And there are things you can do yourself, or you can hire a contractor, or seniors who are on our client list can make a request to SEP. And for seniors who aren't on our list and would like to know more about fire smarting and what we can offer, then they can register or get in touch. We will then try to hire contractors or recruit volunteers to help out where possible. And the most important steps really to take, which could be even on a rainy day, is clean the forest debris from your roof, gutters, deck, and the whole perimeter of the house. Spruce, pine, needles, land near your house, they can all be swept away and cleaned off your deck. Removing dead and dry vegetation within 1.5 meters of your home is always a good idea. And store firewood at least 10 meters away from the house and any construction debris or materials. And as much as possible, remove flammable trees such as cedar and pine and even tall grasses and juniper. So FireSmart does have a sort of a protocol, and they go from 1.5 meters from your house around the perimeter to up to 10 meters and beyond. And all that information is available through BC FireSmart. And there's an excellent publication out called BC FireSmart Landscaping Guide, and that's available online or as a hard copy at various locations on the island. A couple other things are to trim overhanging branches that might cause a problem in a windstorm and cause damage by breaking off and falling onto property or people. And the same goes for dead trees or leaning trees that may be a danger later on and create power outages. So there are several things that can be done, and there's no time like the present to start that.
Okay, Mike. Now, you, as being a coordinator with the Seniors Emergency Preparedness Program on Quadra, mentioned that people can get help through your society. What's the best way for them to get in touch or to register with
you? Quadra Circle online, that'll get them to the Seniors Emergency Preparedness Program page, and there's a registration form there and a lot of information. But I can't summarize here what the program is intended to do, other than what I've already mentioned about help with fire smarting. When there is a hot spell later in the summer, we will coordinate help from the community to get people to cooling centers. The Legion and the community center will probably be open as cooling centers when that happens. But that would be a sort of an emergency situation that would be called by the Strathcona District Emergency Response Team. The other thing we can do is provide cooling fans, cold packs, and we do have a couple of portable air conditioners that could be installed in places where there's a high need.
Okay.
And we can send contractors to help with things like covering skylights or doing other things to protect people from the hot weather.
Yeah, and is through your society actual financial support to get these sorts of actions in place for seniors?
There is some. There's a small budget. United Way provided a budget back in starting in November, and it's running through until this September. And so there's some money for paying contractors and supplying things like air conditioners and fans. And we have about 22 clients on our list, and we welcome more, but we do have a small budget, so the expectations can't be too high. The main thing that we're trying to do is educate people how to look after themselves and be resilient during hot weather and cold weather.
Okay, now, I think in our conversations before, Mike, you've mentioned that almost approximately half of the population of Quadra, I think the total population is around 3,000 residents, but about half actually fall into the category of being a senior. What age are those people that qualify for being a senior?
For Quadra Circle, it's defined as anybody 55 and older. So, and I know there are many people between 55 and 85 who are totally competent and looking after themselves, but the message that we'd like to get across is that even if you're able to look after yourself this year or next year, there may be a time when you do need help, and or a neighbor might need help. And so I think that's another message that we try to get across, is to stay connected with neighbors and with people in your neighborhood so that you either can offer help or ask for help when the time comes.
Right now, and of course, you being on Quadra, that doesn't limit tenants of Reed Island or Cortez, of course, from being able to do these steps as well.
I would say no, we're focused on Quadra because of, you know, just logistically for visiting people or delivering, say, an air conditioner. But certainly in terms of staying connected and being on the list for other support information and phone calls, email type support, then certainly that would be, they would be more than welcome.
Okay, great. Now, Mike, you just mentioned there's a small budget. Can you just let us know how much that...
The total budget from the United Way was $25,000 for basically a year, 8 months to a year. And that was to establish the program, pay for coordinating, buy some supplies, and provide information through advertising, through the website, and that sort of thing. Yeah, we're trying to stretch the budget out so we can help as many people as possible. So it might mean if we get a contractor for $20 to $30 an hour to do some brush cleanup for fire smarting, then we might be able to subsidize that by 50% or more, depending on what a person's abilities are. But it's, if we're coordinating the effort and the person can afford the contractor, then that's great. If we're coordinating and they can't afford it, then we will help them out as much as we can. And we don't have a hard and fast rule, so it's going to depend on needs and budget.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.